Pick up, but I'm still doing moves like Beyonce.
Daddy's home.
Rocket Man. Welcome to Who's Hot and Who's Not, episode 24 on the Oh Hot or Not feed, using the same irreverent method as that show to look at Who's Who number 4 with a contingent of the Hot Squad, the entire Hot Squad actually. I'm Siskoid, and let's see who's around the table this time around. Our panelists will introduce themselves by revealing one of their favorite plants. And this will foreshadow one of the entries we'll be covering today.
But we're into C's, we're not into P's. How can there be a plant man?
How can there be? I mean, why don't you start?
Oh, me?
Do you have a garden, etc.? So, yeah, favorite plant?
I'm a big gardener. I do really like hydrangeas, especially the more colored ones. So, like blue and kind of the pinky and purpley ones. Big fan of those. They were the wedding flower.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I have quite a few varieties in my garden.
Natalie?
I think I'm going to go with lupins. Because I love the way they smell, and they grow just wherever the fuck they want to grow, and I respect that.
Also a Monty Python sketch.
Yes.
Josie?
I would have to say orchids. I have 8 plants of them, and I love each and every one of them just as much as the other one. And my prediction is character chlorophyll.
Oh, that's good.
Smart. All right, Ades, your turn.
I just thought of flowers because otherwise it would just be too hard. I think my favorite flowers, which happen to be a plant, are...
There's a Venn diagram there.
Gladiolus.
Nice.
You don't know...
I don't know flowers.
There's the things in my garden that are super pretty.
So
really tall
Shotgun
things.
Doesn't know flowers, so we have a chance to get... Perhaps a tree? An herb?
I also really
a grass?
No, I'm just going to say my bouquet of Lego flowers. Because I really do have a black thumb. Anything that's living that I bring into my house will die. Apparently, except a cat or a dog. So that's good.
Thank God.
But like plants, flowers, trying gardening, like I kill everything. So Lego flowers.
We reach. It's not that I have a black thumb. It's just like... I don't want to do it.
I'm lazy, guys.
I don't care about that stuff. So, Isabel, your last.
Okay, well, if you don't want a flower, I can do...
I do. It's fine. It's whatever
you want. No, you said you didn't want flowers. No, I can go with, like, a cactus.
Oh.
Nice. Sometimes they flower. They're very...
independent.
Stingy.
Hydrated.
Lots of variety.
In their own lane.
In their own lane. Unbothered.
I like how aggressive yet friendly they are.
See, it's weird because I associate you with cactuses.
Really?
Is it cactuses or cacti?
Cacti?
Cacti. Yeah.
I don't know. It's if I see a cute cactus, I'm like, I'm going to send that to Isabel.
Maybe it was meant to be. I do like a cactus.
I'm pretty sure cactuses are emoji in our chat.
Could be.
Mm. What about you, Mike?
No.
Maybe not.
No. Like, no.
Grass is pretty cool.
No, I don't think so.
A big oak tree for shade?
Oaks?
I don't know.
Maple.
Yeah. That's true. You do have an opinion.
The maple does have a seed that goes helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's cool.
And maple syrup?
You do like maple syrup.
Sure. The great leaf of our flag.
Yes.
The great leaf of our flag.
Oh, patriotism here.
So we'll see if Jose is right about C for chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. My brain was like chloroform.
Yes, we're going to all get chloroform by the end of this episode because Mike will have enough.
Yeah, there's just less and less voices.
Your challenge tonight or today, whenever you're listening, is to guess who's out.
Who's passing out.
But we'll start with chemo.
Oh, wow. I'm happy it's not chemo, because that's how I would have read it.
I think some people pronounce it that way, but I think they're wrong.
Okay.
Because it's chemical camo, right?
Okay, fair.
And you're right, that would create an association that we don't want. So there's this scientist who was trying to cure disease, famine, other problems. And every time his formulae failed, he dumped the chemicals into this huge plastic man-shaped tank.
Oh, not a vat.
A tank.
A tank.
That looked like this. It was a reminder of his failures. Then one day, that chemical soup became alive.
As they do.
Grew to kaiju size and started rampaging. Spitting corrosive chemicals all over the place as chemo. But when destroyed, it seems a chemo always reforms to cause more mindless violence. Terry Austin's art shows his accidental creation, him spitting at Superman, and fighting the Metal Men, the robotic heroes who were his usual enemies.
All of this is very interesting. Who's that guy in the corner with the wiggly arms?
That's Mercury, one of the Metal Men.
Oh, he's so fun.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, and there's a lady that's like...
Platinum is like, over there.
Yeah, but like his arms are so fun.
They're very noodly. They're very, I don't know what they're called in English. Those Monsieur Madame books. Maybe it's
Little Miss. I think it's Little Miss.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They've all got weird squiggly arms in those.
Well, as you know, mercury is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature.
I feel if you have a human-shaped tank...
That is this big.
You're asking for it.
It's pretty big in the creation.
He looks like he's on a ladder.
Right, he was on a ladder.
What, did he just get a really crappy Secret Santa and was like, oh, I guess I'll fill it with why did he build it?
So many questions.
It's made out of glass?
I think it's glass or plastic.
Was it glass?
Like he's a glass blower on the side?
This man has some issues.
Right. He's eccentric.
Was it a failed thing to begin with? Because he poured all failed things in it. So was the man a failed thing?
I mean, look at him. He has four fingers and no toes.
Honestly, I'm just impressed he didn't fall into it.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's a pretty small opening.
But when he started saying a vat or whatever, I was like, oh. He fell into the thing. But yeah, no.
The scientist is out of the story after that first one. It's like chemo keeps returning.
It's like a clever twist. Instead of a man falling into a vat, the man is the vat.
Yeah. The vat became the man.
The vat became the person.
How a twist.
It feels kind of like a Frankenstein
thing. Yeah. I love that he says, Skrrgle.
That's amazing.
I am now imagining him sloshing around as he walks.
Because that thing doesn't speak. It's just
Does he ever run out of liquid?
Yeah, like if he's spraying it all over the place, where is he getting his refills?
It's alive!
It regenerates itself. Some chemicals can produce more chemicals. They've emptied him, and it still found a way back into the bottle or created a new body.
I was going to say, so we need to shatter the body, but that doesn't work either?
It eventually returns.
Is this like a Kool-Aid Man situation?
Honestly, kind of.
Jebbo.
Oh, gurgle.
He has a very, 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 very long torso and short legs.
Yes. I mean,
he's my friend.
When you're full of liquid,
as many of us are.
Full of liquid, short legs. Everybody knows that. The old wives' tale. Full of liquid, short legs.
That is my current state.
The design of the chemicals feels like so 90s.
Oh,
it feels
I love
like
it.
Every 90s cartoon when someone was sick or something.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a shirt with this pattern on it? Mm-hmm. I like it. I love the little bits of pink and the purple outline.
Yes.
I'm always in for purple and pink and green.
That's great colors.
Like, what's impressive is the fact that it has sort of a mouth to piss.
I don't even mind that he doesn't have a bulge.
I think it'd be weird if he did.
Yes, it would.
Do you think the liquid is warm or is it cold? When you touch the
chemo. I think it's temp. Mm. If you touch the tank, I think it boils a bit. Mm. But not like it's a different liquid, so it doesn't boil like boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you touch him, it'll go.
Yes.
I like how different this is.
Mm. He's 25 feet tall.
Oh, I thought
he's 25 years old.
That's also what I thought. I was like, oh wow.
A youngster.
No, I mean, you can drink alcohol in the US.
That's sort of
rent a car.
Mix it with the chemical.
He's just like a huge like thing you shake cocktails in.
Oh, he's his own mixologist. Yeah. Shakey, shakey, shakey.
He's giving lava lamp. Oh, yeah. I had a lava lamp as a kid that wasn't like a traditional lava lamp. It was one of those glittery lava lamps. Mm. Oh. Kind of feels like this.
Cool kid.
It would be- yeah, I was a very cool kid.
I heard some sarcasm there.
I wish he was just like the vat, and then you could just fill him with a bunch of different things.
Oh, yeah, it's like soda.
Yeah.
Like oh, it would be amazing at parties. Like, he would be like your keg.
Yeah. Basically.
He could be a fishbowl.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm bringing lemonade to the party.
but the thing is, like, when you drink what's inside, are you drinking him?
No.
Yes.
No, not if he'd be just the vat.
But if it would be,
he's not the vat.
I think he's the liquid, too. So he's shooting himself out of his mouth?
That's disgusting.
Or, well, I mean, we all secrete liquids.
I guess if I spit, I am spitting
part of yourself.
Part of myself
Imagine
out.
Imagine if
your DNA is in there.
Coming out
That's
of the
gross.
Penis instead.
Is camo hot or not?
But what's the effect again? Sorry, I just...
It's acid.
It's acid. That's bad.
I don't like that he killed the scientist.
Did he kill the scientist?
Yeah, it says that the scientist was trying to cure famine, so was experimenting with the concept of unchecked growth. And then he finally filled his vat of failures.
Irresponsible.
Incapacitated Norton and ultimately killed him.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Bad guy.
Yes. The monster always kills the Frankenstein.
Unchecked growth.
Imagine having your failures just like...
personified.
Yeah. Like,
and kill you?
This guy had a rough childhood. With parents that had too high expectations of him. Mm-hmm. He's like, if my failure is facing me in the face, I'll perform better. That is a lie. Be kind to yourself, people.
Yeah, yeah. It becomes a monster and then kills you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very metaphorical.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's a different... like concept, something we haven't seen, but I don't think that's hot.
I wouldn't date him.
I think it's fun. You can open his head.
I would love a little figurine to put like on my shelf that works like a lava lamp. Yeah. I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
I'd just be afraid to be acid to death. So no.
Hey, I'm gonna haunt him, but I don't want him anywhere near me.
I don't think he's. All that sentient, you know, I don't think he's native.
No, well, he has some primitive malevolent intelligence. This is more than some humans.
He can walk.
He can walk really? And gurgle.
But he possesses no skills whatsoever.
Hey, you know what?
Nor does he really need them.
See, sometimes you acquire so many skills you don't need.
Cheshire.
Hell yeah.
Cheshire.
Like the cat?
Like the cat. Born of a French father and a Vietnamese mother, who both died early, Jade, that's her real name, was the victim of human trafficking at a young age.
Oh no.
She killed her quote-unquote owner and fell in with mercenaries doing all sorts of violent missions across Asia. At age 16, she married an African assassin, learned everything he knew about poisons, and then killed him. At some point, she had an affair with Speedy, Green Arrow's sidekick, and had a secret child by him. She's a Teen Titans villain. She's now basically an assassin in her own right, according to some, the second deadliest in the world. Mm-hmm. Using martial arts and poisons, she specifically dips her razor-sharp artificial nails in it. She's also a double-jointed acrobat. When working, she's all business, gleefully ruthless. When she's at home, she's more casual and feminine and spends a lot of time meditating. Artist George Perez shows her out of costume, her flower tattoo being visible, jumping off a pagoda and clawing right through a wooden plank.
Holy... Oh,
yes!
Can I be her when I grow up? Oh.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's very awesome.
I love everything about the outfit. Okay, no, the only thing I don't like is the... other part of the boot that goes over the bucket. I don't understand why she has like leg warmers going all the way up if she has bucket boots on top of it, but everything else, I'm down.
I like the leg thing.
Like, if it was that without the bucket boots, sure. Bucket boots alone, sure.
I kind
both of them?
No, I like that they're mixed. She's like, fuck your standards. I'm gonna wear tights and bucket boots and only one arm.
I do wish it was the same color
sleeve.
But holy moly, what a hottie.
Huh.
I'm digging the sleeve, like the puffy sleeve.
Yes. The one-arm sleeve.
Love me some asymmetry.
When I was a kid, I used to watch Sky Dancers, which was a toy from the 90s.
That was a fire hazard.
Which was a fire hazard.
And an eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could launch it, it like flew. Anyways, it was also a show, and there was like a character in there that had a glove that had a big like gem on it.
Yes.
I had made one myself at home with stuff that I had. Very and cool. The big gem on the boots.
And she used to have one on
and on the thing. Like, I just love a big gem on a thing.
Mm-hmm. This says she's triple jointed.
Triple jointed? What does that mean?
I don't know.
I need to bring her to class. She would be amazing.
I love the poisoning of the husband. That's funny to me.
Learn everything and then, I'm good. Thanks. Well,
she was married to him when
she, like, she was 16.
So. Mm.
She was still being trafficked,
I think he's the owner that she killed. But it doesn't say she killed him, it just says he died.
I mean.
Yeah, well.
Come on. I do love a powerful woman that's like.
A black widow.
A praying mantis. I will casually put some Acqua Tofana in his wine and walk away.
I love the nail thing. Mm-hmm. That's just like really cool. That's just like a really cool, like feminine fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's great for back scratches.
When we're at home, naked in bed, she will not have poison on her nails, hopefully.
What do you think of the withholding the fact that she, the secret daughter?
That she never told. So she seduced eventually him.
Like today, Speedy knows. Like the kid is a teenager, and
She seduced him, and then never told him that he had a daughter.
So it was just a fling.
See, I would prefer it if he was a jerk. And
he's
like,
kind of a jerk.
He's kind of a jerk. Great.
Fuck that. Good for her. Fuck that. Understandable.
Fuck that. Fuck Speedy's boy. A jerk, and I mean, kind of a jerk. And for a while, he had like a problem with heroin.
Oh. You don't want
to. He's like the first superhero to have a drug problem.
My God.
Oh, wow. You don't want to expose a young child to that.
No.
You want to expose them to poison.
To assassination.
And acrobatics. Yeah. And assassination.
Look, she has many skills.
No, independent woman, that shit, girl.
And today they're all friendly.
Mm. That's nice.
Mm. Does he not have a drug problem anymore?
No.
Mm. Nice.
Does she bake for the school PTA bake sale?
I wouldn't trust it.
I like that the collar is the same as the armband. Like, it almost feels to me like it should be on both arms, but hey, this one is covered. Let's put it around my neck.
Oh, I had an extra one. It came as a set.
You know.
And her hair is really fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little 80s, but like in a good way.
I mean, that's her origin decade.
Does she have friends?
Does she want friends?
If I piss her off, will she be mad at me forever?
And no, she'll have to watch my.
What if it's just like a slight annoyance?
It's like, it's okay. Forever won't be that long.
I feel she would be the one that, like, when you stick out for yourself, she'd be like, good for you, taking charge.
It's like I want her as a cheerleader and a friend, but also I'd be so afraid to piss her off.
Yeah. I feel she would like that banter or, like,
I feel like she's probably nicer to women.
Yeah.
Like, that's my intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's probably meaner to men, with reason, based on what her life seems to be.
Yeah, she's a girl's girl.
Decided that.
All right. I suppose it's always nice to have a French speaker.
Yes. For us.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
She would love us.
We could talk in French together.
Yeah.
Mm. It's one of our hobbies, talking, speaking French.
In front of people that don't understand French and piss them off. Together.
You don't really do that.
I would like her to have a crew of like 3 people.
Oh, so. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
She could adopt orphans and train them to be strong women. Like a Cheshire School for Girls.
Oh, you know, like just kill human traffickers and take on the child they have.
Yeah, why is she a villain? I don't like that.
Oh, she's a villain.
Assassin.
I guess.
So? What if she kills bad people?
Yeah!
Assassins are needed, Mike.
She's complicated. I'm not.
I love her.
There's not like a black border around the.
I like the complicated soul.
Is Cheshire hot or not?
It is. It is daring that you can see her underpants.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like it. But, well, man, I mean, if maybe there was some sexual awakening here as well, if there were with Catwoman earlier.
No? Not for me, because I'm not a Titans fan, but...
It's vulva action.
Damn it.
The reaction shows that this was a dare.
Yes, very fucking hot.
Yeah. Why is it Cheshire, though?
Cheshire?
Cheshire.
Yeah. Cheshire?
Worcestershire?
I don't know.
Worcestershire.
That chess is very high. She's for hire.
Is it she's smiling?
Higher.
Is it the smiling?
Yeah, I think it's she is like a smiley kind of... She kills you while she smiles.
Oh, yes.
Cat-like what? Grace.
You know what? I'd take
the claws. The claws. The claws. That's a cat. That's a cat.
You just... Keep talking, and I'm like, ah, yeah, amazing, love it.
Yeah, she rules, definitely.
She would murder me and smile. Oh,
I would die happy.
Exactly.
Goodbye, sweet angel.
The black hair and the green is always a win for me.
Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10.
I love the glee with which she performs her job. And the design. Someone who loves their job.
Yeah. The design on her, like, trim, almost reminiscent of Chemo.
No.
Squiggles.
It looks like the tights someone had. Does anyone remember?
Like us, yeah, or like someone?
Somebody we know.
No, another character had like tights that were like this.
I'm feeling a little flashback, but I could not tell you from when or where.
This could be like in 2017. Yeah. Like, I have no idea.
I think it is.
It might have been.
I think
maybe Clea?
Like, circles.
Yeah.
Yeah, like coverings. Right?
I feel like it was like mid-run.
Anyway.
The Sinister Syndicate had a guy, Haywire, who had like the whole costume looked like this.
Yes, okay. Oh, yeah, the pube guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
There
oh,
it was no. Pubes. Here you like it.
It's tastefully done, Mike. Yeah. If she had it tasteful on her pubes. Panties, then yeah, that would be weird, but she does not. She's a classy lady.
Pregnant, get the child support and pay my rent. Pay my rent, your opinion is irrelevant. Irrelevant, cause I'm a baby mama. I can do just what I wanna. Turn up.
If she a baby mama, she gon' do that baby mama.
Work.
The chief.
It's still not a plant.
You said the chief, and in my mind, automatically I went, of staff? From the minister? Where?
Niles Calder. Think of Niles Calder as a cold, dark Reed Richards. A brilliant scientist who stretches the ethical limits of science. And I'd say a mix between that and a cold, dark Professor X. Okay. A man in a wheelchair who assembled a team of misfit superheroes and quite possibly made their accidents happen to test his theories. We don't know. We don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
Well,
sounds like we do know.
Yeah. I think that's a lie.
We might know. He built Robot Man's body after race car driver Cliff Steele lost all but his brain in an accident. He created Negative Man's bandages after he was possessed by a radioactive energy being. He helped Elastigirl gain control of her size-changing body after she breathed mysterious gases. Was he behind all those accidents? We may never know the truth, okay?
We don't.
We talked about him last time, being Celsius's husband.
Mm.
Oh. He's a chocolate-addicted genius inventor.
I love that.
Oh, I want that to be my description on a website.
But of course, he's not a physical threat, except when he equips his wheelchair with weapons like, say, a flamethrower.
Mm.
Ah. He's been dead and returned a few times, even as just a head in an ice tray for a while.
An ash tray, you said?
Ice tray.
Okay, well, still.
Ashes don't really keep your head.
Fresh.
I was like, okay, so an image of his face. No, the head.
The head on ice. Pictured by John Byrne, his face in close-up, and the incident that took away his mobility when the villainous General Immortus shot him through the spine.
Mm. I gotta say, that guy who's shooting definitely looks like a villain.
Villainous?
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. What a nice guy.
You don't think General Immortus looks villainous?
Villainous. Yes. Oh, I was.
He looks like a goblin.
Sorry.
Are you having a stroke?
No, when I was. I thought it was a feminine. Villainous.
A villainess.
Okay, so
villainous.
A noun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rather than an adjective.
No,
he looks really. Yes, villainous.
Villainous. Not a villainess.
He's very good beard.
He's really attractive.
Yes, I hate that he's attractive.
Yeah.
I
there's agree. Some nice daddy Captain Highlander energy there.
Oh,
there's two things.
I hate he's a villain. And
he's not a villain. He's a hero.
Is he a hero?
He's the leader of the Doom Patrol. They're the team of heroes.
But how can he be a hero if he may have caused accidents?
He's a cop. The way you described him sounds awful.
He didn't sound like a hero.
Played by Timothy Dalton on TV.
Who? Right.
James Bond.
Oh. He really does look like Captain Highliner.
He does. Once you've said it, I can't unsee that.
I'm sorry.
And he's a redhead. He should be a silver fox.
Yes, you're right.
I should agree.
I do think this works for him, though.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Later appearances, he does have like a dark gray look. Like when he's just a head in a nice tree.
Dang it. I'm sorry, I cannot date just ahead.
No,
I can't.
He looks like Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, take out the ear, yeah.
Imagine, like, he has dark brown hair and just a salt and pepper on the side. Like, delicious. Yes.
I do like the red hair, but I like red hair, so.
I like it too.
Here, he looks like a fisherman.
Sure. It's because of the jacket, I think.
Oh, is he... I find he looks hotter in the not color picture.
Yeah. So. Yes.
Yeah. Serpent.
You guys are actually considering hotting the chief.
Well, what? He is attractive. He's physically fucking hot, Mike.
The chief, the character who isn't Cave Carson.
It's different, you see. Yeah. This guy has a beard and it doesn't work. This guy has a beard and it does.
I'm sure if he had a lemur, it would look like a lemur.
And I can see a close up of his face. Mm-hmm. And like his strong mustache and strong eyebrows, and I'm like, distinguished.
He looks younger. That beard was so younger. Soft.
Okay. Yeah, see conditions.
He definitely puts beard oil in.
Yeah, like really nice beard.
Like he's very well groomed. He either has a British accent or like a very nice American one.
But he's
continental.
Yeah.
He smokes a pipe.
Oh yeah. Mm.
He drinks scotch.
And has a blowtorch.
you mean a flamethrower?
That's how he lights the
same thing.
Look, it's just killing people, making creme brulee, potato, potato.
Yeah. All right. So I know you have to struggle with the lack of ethics.
You know, we hotted a fucking assassin.
I suppose.
Yes, but that felt more motivated.
Yeah, that's fair.
So is the chief hot or not?
I feel like he speaks slowly but with authority.
He would be so good with Scrabble.
I feel like he doesn't have to say a lot to say a lot.
Oh, he would look at me and I would know exactly what he wants to say and I would feel bad. And it's obviously going to be something along the line of, you didn't do something again.
What happened in your childhood?
I don't think he'd like me. That's my personal take. I don't think he'd like me.
Same.
I don't think
he would
like... And
then you'd suddenly be in an accident.
I don't think he would like any of us. He'd be like, those silly girls.
Yeah, too silly.
I think he'd like he'd like my mind, but he would not like...
What would these look like with robot body parts? What if she had a spider's body?
Not in that sense.
What?
No, in that sense.
No, but I mean, like, I think he would enjoy my intellect, but I don't know if he would enjoy my sense of whimsy.
I was gonna say, and then you'd laugh and you'd be like, oh, gross.
This one laughs too? All right, back to the drawing board.
Does he have fun?
No.
Does he know how to have fun?
I say no.
Playing Scrabble and doing, like, the crossword puzzle thing.
Crossword puzzles are fun. I'm sorry.
He definitely, like, plays chess.
Ugh, I hate
chess. He plays chess by himself.
Oh, yeah. He just goes from side to side. Because he's the only one who can beat himself.
Yes. That decided it.
All right, so...
I'm out.
Here it is, hot or not. You're saying not.
No. Okay. No, I hate chess.
We decided this.
Yeah, correct. It's canon now.
Yeah.
So, I want to meet him at a whiskey bar, a lovely night out, wild sex, and never see each other again.
Do you like whiskey?
No. But I'm just there.
Yeah, I don't like drink. Whiskey, so I will take that.
Yeah, I don't drink. I'm just there for some reason.
It could be a benefit, like an important gala of some kind, like a, you know, those things rich people go to.
I'm hotting this.
This. I'm not. Redhead.
I think I'm going to hot it as well, even though I feel bad about that. I feel bad.
I agree. Troubled. I have the same opinion.
For that, like, I'm just putting it out there. I don't think that makes me a good person.
I am so happy.
happy I got the chess excuse.
we're bad.
We've all made questionable choices in men in life.
I mean, in real men, in cartoon men.
Yeah.
What's one more?
I can't do worse than men that I've actually dated.
I mean, I would argue that to be false, but
yeah, as far as we know, the people you've dated haven't murdered. Well,
pawned a guy that's made of chemicals. Our opinion is meaningless. Well, that's it. My suspension of disbelief for the show is done.
Maybe you guys are just in a good mood. Okay.
I like a redhead with a good beard.
He's attractive.
And he's not exploring caves.
And doesn't have a lemur.
I will never give you the satisfaction of breaking me.
Oh my god, you were right! Everything is great! Sometimes I'm not dumb.
Didn't we see this guy already?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
We've seen him before?
Like, well, back in the day, as a Legion character, Chlorophyll Kid. He comes from a boring farming planet and accidentally bathed in some kind of hydroponic vat, thinking it was a hot tub.
Oh, no!
And that gave him the power to make plants grow at fantastic speeds or slow their growth down, and I'm not sure what that would accomplish. He applied for Legion membership, but was rejected, more for his poor control over the power than the fact that the Legion often fought in plantless environments. He helped form the Legion of Substitute Heroes instead and carries seeds with him so he can grow trees, animated plants, etc. Ral struggles with his weight. We're catching him on the heavier side here, and often seemed like he liked the company of plants more than humans. Hmm. Later appearances had him say he talked to plants, but no one believes him. Hmm. Keith Giffen shows him growing a big flower, and of course, a close-up of his face. Now, we did cover this on the Legion of Super Bloggers, and I will tell you, after we have the discussion, I'll tell you what you said back in the day.
I can't believe his name is not Phil.
Yeah.
Chlorophyll, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
That was the name of my bamboo plant. Phil for chlorophyll.
How old is he?
He's supposed to be like a teen, right? Like a late teen?
He doesn't look like a teen.
He looks like an adult.
Yeah. He's a full-ass guy.
Like, he looks like 6'4".
That's because he's 5'6".
What's with the outfit? Is it something?
It's a tree.
It's a tree.
Oh,
a
you know how I hate looking like a tree when I dress.
The fact that I have a black, it frustrates me because I would love to be able to like grow herbs and veggies and stuff like that. So having him around, that would be cool.
Yeah. He would be great to have for a landscaping company.
Mm.
Trees, like the bigger the trees or the shrubs are, the more expensive they are, like more grown.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be really nice to be able to buy very inexpensive little sprouts in them.
Not even that, just the seed.
Yeah, and then he gets to your place and he's like, that's a tree, that's a tree. You have shade where you want it.
And he can slow almost to a standstill the growth of weeds.
That's a
game changer.
You know how if you're a gardener, you kind of feel the pain of like sometimes there's things that aren't blooming at the same time as other things. You always have to have something that's blooming.
Yeah.
You could like, the tulips are out and then we're going to stop them and then we're going to keep them the rest of the summer kind of thing. You could put everything into bloom.
Oh,
at the same time.
Forever.
For the whole summer.
But he doesn't control it well, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
He got better over time.
It's like a skill. He gets better with time.
Honestly, I think this is, like, incredibly valuable as a skill.
Yes. Right? I was thinking, end of the world, because I always think about the end of the world, and lately especially, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I want this guy on my team. I want to be stuck somewhere with him so that I can have a supply of food.
Vegetables.
He could rebuild forests and shit.
Oh, yeah.
After a forest fire.
Yeah, but in general.
That's so cool.
He could actually just, fix our environment, I bet, to a certain extent.
Oh, he could, fix the ozone, just grow a bunch of trees.
It's just not what comics are usually about.
I understand. Yeah. I'm just saying, in the real world, this
would
be...
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, useful.
He's not valued enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be valued more.
I feel like I'd love to have him as a friend. I would value what he can do, but I don't know if I like him that.
What's his personality again?
He's
goofy.
Did you say he was a bit shy?
A bit shy. Makes dumb mistakes.
A little bit frogman-y.
A little bit for our Manny.
Who doesn't do dumb mistakes?
Yeah, but I mean, if he has zero confidence, though.
Well, that's for Batman. Mm.
I will say, the head part of the costume reads chicken. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It just looks like a chicken.
I love this outfit because it really feels like I'm in a kid's production of a play or a dance recital, and I'm the tree.
He was given the role of the tree, and he embodies that. Yeah. He took it seriously. Or, like, his mother is a seamstress, and she's all up in that shit, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh yeah, you're gonna be the best damn tree ever.
It's like Miss Frizzlecore.
Yes. Yeah.
Me reminds me of the... Is it Stanley and Troll in Central Park? Terrible movie. But, like, even the power and even the costume to a certain point.
Like, he looks kind. I think hanging out with him, I could end up develop feelings.
Maybe. He's not gonna be
like he's definitely not gonna be the kind of person I would crush over, but I could build a friendship and then see where it goes.
Sometimes he has like the superhero physique. He's a bit up and down.
Oh, that doesn't
matter. Hey, who has it
exactly?
Relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's fine like this.
I think he's really cute. Like you just see his face. Like, he has a really cute friend. He actually kind of looks like Taylor's boyfriend a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Kelce.
On the colored, I was thinking he looked a bit like Marty, actually.
Yes, he does look a little bit like Marty. If he had a beard. I feel like, I mean, he's a kid, teen, whatever, so that's probably why he doesn't have a beard, but I feel like this character should have a beard.
Yeah, you could have a grass beard.
It could be flowers in it.
Aww. I love it.
So is Chlorophyll Kid hot or not?
I'm gonna hot him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hot him too. Obviously he's a kid, so blah blah blah. Well, kid, okay, I mean,
he may be 20.
Oh my god, his hair is green.
This is like...
His hair is green.
His hair is actually green.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm hotting him. I think this is really
cool. I think it was blonde before the hot tub.
Oh my god, can we just go back on that story for a second? Like, what? You walked up to a vat and was like, oh, a nice hot tub. I'm gonna go for a soap.
If not hot tub, why hot tub shape?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
We've got a lot of people who misused receptacles.
But also, like, who just walks around, finds a random hot tub,
walks
and thinks,
in. Yeah.
I'm gonna go in there. Like,
hot tubs.
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've accidentally stumbled upon a hot tub. It's always like, Elise, do you want to come to the hot tub? Elise, there's a hot tub in this hotel room.
Look, you haven't lived.
Maybe he's from one of those places that has a bunch of like hot springs and shit.
No. He didn't say hot spring. He said
no, but you know what I mean? So like in his head, it's like, oh yeah, you can go in stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, you've always got a bathing suit on you.
Or not. It's fine without.
Yeah.
Optional.
So everybody said hot, or he's...
I'm friend-zoning him. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The lack of confidence for me is like a little bit of a killer.
He's got green hair.
But he's got green hair. So I think I would like to meet him and get to know him.
I feel like his confidence could grow.
Yeah.
Aww.
I didn't really mean it in that way, but
I think I'm the same as Shotgun, where it's like, I think something could develop over time. But I don't think it would be, like, initial, like, hot.
Well, we just got Amity's first reaction, because you weren't part of the group 12 years ago. But
BB.
You're just a baby. You just weren't at that restaurant that one time.
Yeah.
And Maddie was?
Yes.
I wasn't either.
No, we did contact some... I guess we just froze you up. You were too young.
I weren't interesting.
You weren't our friend. Okay, so, well here, Elise said back in the day, he looked friendly in most pictures, because I showed more than one. So I'm not completely turned off. He looks like he's been through a lot, and I can appreciate that. But the plant thing might make him a bit too much of a hippie.
I guess I've mellowed in my old age. I like plants now.
Nat's initial reaction was a hot, but she didn't like the future looks.
We'll
keep that for next time.
I'm probably still right.
Isabel said he seems sweet, kind, and a caretaker, but a bit boring. Shotgun said hot. Not a fan of his hat thing. I'm just afraid the plant love, because we made a whole lot more about him talking to plants, and because that the future him had more of that vibe. I'm just afraid the plant love would make him super condescending about my life choices. Stop littering, Shotgun.
No, that's not what I meant.
Sure. Stop burning down forests.
Forest fires everywhere.
I'm working in fires.
Yeah, I know. Jose was the most enthusiastic.
Oh.
Okay. He looks quite handsome, and I like the fact that he gained weight and lost it. We can encourage each other and be there for each other when we just want that cupcake. I like the fresh garden idea. We talk about and the flowers forever, so you were all in on that side of things. But honestly, you guys mostly made plant puns throughout the review.
Aren't we surprised?
It's not as easy.
Yeah, so
I'm sure audio medium.
I'm sure some of us made a joke about him being a grower.
I don't know offhand, but people can check if they want. I'll put the link to that text chat in the image gallery at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Chris KL99. Named after Christopher Columbus. Chris was the first...
God, really?
In the 50s or 60s when
wasn't problematic.
When we didn't know.
No, but still, just like...
Well, it'll make sense. Okay. Chris was the first human child born in space. Later in life, he followed in his missing parents' footsteps and became a renowned explorer, discovering world after world. Apparently, the most of any human in history. And defending the Earth from alien menaces aboard his ship, the Pioneer, with his friends, a Martian called Halk, the guy with the big head, and a Venusian called Jero, the scaly green guy, and also a chameleon dog called Loopy, not pictured.
Oh, how dare they! I riot.
Rude!
Unless he's chameleon, then we don't see him. He changes color. Anyway, KL99 comes from... It's his high score at the Space Academy. He graduated with a 99%. KL was already his surname. Blame it on the future. Chris is a Rocket Age hero with a quick analytical mind. He also is also an accomplished athlete and fighter. His stories were 50s sci-fi, but imaginative. Kurt Swan and Romeo Tangal provide the art here, and the Serpent shows Halk and Jero coming out of the Pioneer. But not Loopy, which... He's kind of like a thin alien dog that changes color when he's scared.
Aww.
That's kind of what it was. Like drawn like
noodly?
Like noodly.
So like maybe like a wiener dog but skinnier?
But taller.
So like a boy. The Borzorg, whatever.
Yeah, they're so silly looking.
What is it? Oh, whatever.
Well, you can't fixate on the dog. He's not here. So
no. I will fixate on the dog.
Is that a challenge?
No. Okay. That's a warning.
So is he really discovering places, or is he showing up in places and there's people and he's mapping those places out and claiming...
You can't discover places if they already exist.
Yes, but people in the past have claimed otherwise.
The doctrine of discovery is destructive. Stop it, Chris KL99.
It does sound like a username.
It really like
you,
does.
You could add,
they would
like,
have known that at that time.
Right? @gmail.com, okay?
Yeah, it was created in the 50s or so. They didn't know any of that.
His Gmail is KL69.
Oh, gross.
He's what? How old is he?
I mean, he's out of the academy.
He's an adult.
At least 22. But when he made the email, it was 14. Yes.
not Gmail, Hotmail.
Yeah. Oh, Hotmail, yeah.
He's an accomplished athlete, skilled hand-to-hand combatant. Astronaut, astronomer, scientist. What are you not?
Like, I feel like I'm supposed to like him.
Probably.
But I don't. I find him uninspiring. Where's his trauma, Mike?
Yeah.
How is he broken?
Parents died.
Parents missing.
We found a grave.
Where's his Quirks?
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 Captain Kirk? What?
Captain Quirk.
It's Friday.
I'm in love.
He's too clean cut.
Because I feel kind of the same as you. Like, I love, like, retro future space stuff. But for some reason, I'm like, about this. And like, I don't know.
I prefer my redheads with beards.
And before you started, like, explaining his life and everything, I thought half of his face was, like, robot.
Yeah, that's just
shading.
But
it's just lighting and shading, which is disappointing. I was like, ooh, bionic.
A cyborg.
He does read just like a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm, like, kind of mad about it.
I kind of love this alien person in the back that looks like a witch.
That has the birthday hat?
The Jero? Doesn't it look like a witch hat?
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel he's the person at, like, the academy that was a goody-two-shoes, teacher's pet, licking butts.
He looks like a background character.
Yeah, I was gonna say, his outfit is very, like, generic. Like, maybe he's a gardener.
Well, to me, he looks like a mix between, like, Archie from the Archie comics, yeah. But also Tom Holland.
It does look like someone.
Oh, yeah.
And because Kurt Swan drew it, was like the Superman artist of the 60s and beyond.
You know what?
He looks like Jimmy Olsen.
I almost said that. I was just like, he looks like Superman kind of characters.
He's the guy that my parents would love me to bring home, but that my mom would take me aside and be like, do you actually like him, though?
Aw.
Do you think we like him?
No.
In front of him? Or?
No. That's why she takes me aside.
And then loudly says, do you like him? Or does he suck?
He's kind of boring.
Actually, I should stop talking about these bringing people home, because when I brought my partner home and someone asked, what did you think of him later? My mom was like, oh, I don't know. I was too busy worrying about what he'd think of us. My mom does not evaluate my dates. She tries to look good.
She feels she's being evaluated.
Yes. Mm. The verdict is he's their favorite so far.
Yeah, and you don't want to be that parent that when someone's brought over, there's like, oh, that's why you're like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Favorite so far is so funny. It's like there's a trend on TikTok where people start a video and they're like, all right, so we're here, me and my current boyfriend. Boyfriend is like, what the fuck?
You're with your husband number one.
Yeah, I love when people do, this is my first husband.
I recognize we're off track, and so I will ask, ChrisKL99, hot or not?
Do you think he has hobbies?
He's boring, that's why we're off track. Can we talk more about the chameleon dog?
Yes. I still can't find it.
No, you won't be able to find it.
Because this guy is like character number four.
He's like, you date him for his dog.
In the movie, he's just... like man running. human too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad. He's just forgettable.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about this.
No. Yeah, I feel like just meh.
And even the outfit, like, I feel like with the backpack, even, it looks like he's, like, gonna spray for weed.
Yeah, I don't think the outfit really works.
It's just so much of a t-shirt. It's just like a t-shirt.
It's a t-shirt, but with a collar, with a military collar.
It should have long sleeves.
I don't know that I like yellow with...
And what's with the gloves? Yeah. Are you doing the dishes, Chris?
No, he's spraying from pesticides. Gloves.
No, he removes them, like, he doesn't want to leave fingerprints on the gun.
No, he's spraying pesticides.
Also, yeah, you're right.
Like, I think that's
destroying environment everywhere he goes.
And bringing his diseases to planets that have not been exposed yet.
Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
I think the sprayer is... Our imaginary sprayer is why I pictured Gardner.
What are Hulk and Gerald, like, doing with this guy?
Yeah, they can do so much better than this guy.
Are we going to piss people off with this one?
He's got half a page. I think we're safe. He's a fan favorite somehow.
We might piss people off
quits the podcast.
But people liked Cave Carson, and we didn't.
Pack my bags. Last night, pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then.
Looking at the cover by George Perez and Dick Giordano, the main character is Captain Marvel, with a strong assist from Changeling.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Teen Titan, so he's a hot character. And I guess just your thoughts on the scene, because George Perez always puts a lot of action. And what are your favorite characters from this issue?
Fucking Carson's in the corner.
I was going to say, are they supposed to be in fucking pink? They're not in pink. They were supposed to have white
pants. Those are the Challengers of the Unknown.
Oh. What
with
what is he doing with them?
Yeah, no, he's hanging out with his friends, the Chows.
All right, cool.
Is the guy on the plants Chlorophyll Kid?
Yeah.
Like, I'm between the legs of the... other dude.
Yes.
Took me a while to see Chemo Man.
He's hiding.
Oh my god, he's huge!
Yeah, he's hiding.
Wow.
Oh, they put the whole roof of Camelot. That's cool.
I like the green animals that you can see in a transformation from Puppet Boy.
Oh,
cute.
Oh, it's a little less puppety, but still kind of puppety.
Mm. Same artist.
Is that Morgan Le Fay? Like, we haven't had a picture of her, but like, she's... There's no fabric there!
Sexy.
Oh my. I was like, what are you talking about? That's a perfectly reasonable yellow dress.
I still can't get over the Nazi guy. Mm-hmm. I just saw
him. Where is he?
In the middle.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god. Yeah, fuck that, man.
Who's this young fella?
That's the chief. Is it?
That would be Kane of the House of Mystery.
Oh, yeah. Alan Kane.
I like that all the cats are hanging out together.
Wait, over here. That's the chief? He hasn't got a beard.
I guess somebody is in a wheelchair.
He's got a beard?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He has a mustache.
Maybe he has like a little goatee. Like the shading's just a little yellow.
Yeah, no, there's beard there, but it's...
very...
It's such a small detail that you can't...
Oh, no, what did I do? Okay. Why is there two bad women?
Because there's two different versions, the same with Cheetah.
But they're dressed the same.
Yeah, we addressed that when we did it. Okay. There's one drawing you like, and the other drawing you didn't so much like, but they have the same costume.
I don't remember what I ate yesterday.
I like that Catman's with them.
Is the thing on the next edition?
What? You're looking at the boomerang.
Oh, it's here.
It goes around and hits Fastball's ball.
Yeah, the Fastball's there. Okay.
Lol.
What's the big ice thing?
Ice?
That comes across.
Captain Cold, probably.
Oh, okay.
Captain Cold.
Oh, our lady.
Yeah, she's chilling on ice. She's gorgeous.
She looks like she's holding onto the ice for dear life with her nails.
She's hanging out like a Cheshire cat.
So what are some of your favorites from this issue?
Who's that again?
Captain Atom.
Why does he have white hair all of a sudden?
He always had white hair.
White hair.
Don't remember nothing.
I don't remember hotting him, but he has white hair. I should have hot him. Oh, never mind. He looks great. Like, he looks way better on the cover. Holy shit. That doesn't, like, it's not even like, whoa.
Who's this person with a mask?
Shatterfist, he's part of the cadre.
Oh, it's the bunny.
You're the bunny.
Captain Carrot. Yeah,
that's a great one.
Todd. Yeah, that was a highlight for sure.
I think for me that my favorite would have been, well, it is Cam. Chameleon Boy. Yeah.
And the Bat Women.
And Cheetahs.
They're Cat Women.
Cat Women.
Yeah, the Cat Women, and honestly, Cheshire. It's recency bias.
And Captain Carrot.
The Calendar Boy.
Calendar Boy. That's man or whatever.
I don't know. Is that what is his name?
Oh, yeah, he was a highlight. Forgot about that guy.
Yeah, Calendar
Ridiculous
Man.
Ridiculous. Calendar Man. I love that guy.
Okay, is Calculator in here?
Oh, I want to see Calculator again.
Said no one ever.
But it was so freaking weird. He's in here?
Nobody's missing.
I like this. I know I wasn't there for the Marvel one, but I still preferred DC. I like them a lot.
They're certainly more inclusive.
It's more interesting and
And they're not
there.
Just going in the right the same direction. Like, there's more potential for shenanigans, like the boomerang.
I like that detail. That's fun. And this, whatever this guy is, kicked it.
It didn't kick. I think it's the boomerang that hit it.
Oh, did he? Oh, it hit the ice thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It went across.
Oh,
and
I see. I thought he had kicked it.
Yeah, but that's Chemical King.
And he can't kick a ball?
Well, he can't kick highs. I don't know.
I can't believe we're still in the seas, man.
Yeah,
there's another issue full of C's.
Oh.
Issue 5 will be all C's.
But imagine, there's some letters that are so short. Like, why? And Z.
So, let's look at our bonus feature here for Who's Hot. The pool I run every month, or every time we do it, with our listeners on social media to see what they think will happen on the show. So we'll see if there's a controversy with Chris KL99. Chemo, they said, was a 10-3 not. Right away, I knew that was a mistake. You would like a big monstery kind of
fumbly thing.
Yeah. Cheshire, obviously unanimous hot.
Yeah.
Chief, 11-2, not.
Oh, we're going to shock some people.
You surprised me. You surprised even me.
I understand.
Chlorophyll Kid, 10-3, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay.
And Chris Gale, 99. 9-3 hot.
Yeah,
I figured.
And I also understand.
I have no idea where this comes from.
I want the justification for the next episode, please and thank you.
I do know that Chris Pine wanted you to say hot because his name is Chris.
Sorry, buddy.
You're hot by yourself.
And there's a lot of hot Chris's. They can't all be hot.
Cheshire and Chlorophyll Kid were the favorites of the respondents themselves. Ooh. All right, we'll take a short break for a promo and be right back for the female bag.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow! The Legion of Superheroes through the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Baxter series, 5 years later, the reboot, the three-boot, the retro-boot, the animated series. We have banded together as the Legion of Super Bloggers to cover it all. Seek us out at legionofsuperbloggers.blogspot.com.
You always have to say it that way.
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
Female bag. Woo! Let's start with Chris Pine, who has been silent for a while because he can't experience podcasts without binging. I guess. Remember when he did though? He did like 100 shows in 3 weeks.
Yes, we were worried for him.
He missed, for example, all the announcements about Amity's baby, a.k.a. the oncoming storm. So,
what? He's 16 now.
So he's a little late for suggesting names.
Yeah, I will likely have given birth by the next DC episode.
But somehow I don't think you would have gone for little baby Snart here. Snartathon, Snartolus, Snartolomew, Snartmanta, Nardzana, Snartalope. These are all named for Captain Cold. All right, so but let's look at the characters that we looked at last time, from Celsius to Chemical King. Yeah, okay. Celsius, Chris Pine says one of my favorite things is when the Hot Squad gets characters' powers wrong and Siskoid tries to correct them, and they just keep going. We have very different tastes.
He understands our humor. We did that a lot this episode. You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Alan W. Wright asks, are you going to cover her Golden Age counterpart, Fahrenheit? On the Challengers of the Unknown and Challengers Mountain, Ward Hill Terry says, I wonder when and why DC Editorial changed Rocky Davis from a wrestler to a boxer. So we talked about how he's called Rocky and he's a boxer and he predates Rocky. But yes, Terry's right. Originally, he was a wrestler. So maybe they changed it around the time of Rocky. To tie into that. Mm-hmm. Brett Young says, I always liked the Challengers of the Unknown, and what I love is a good interior look at headquarters. My only issue is the gym is too small. I get the pommel horse because every 80s gym had one, but the gym isn't that much bigger than the bathroom. If you want to challenge the unknown, you gotta get a good workout. But also we don't see depth. Maybe the gym is like
really long.
Like, yeah.
I hope not, because again, you need something to keep that structure up.
I hope they're challenging the unknown.
No, there's trampolines in the gym. That's structure.
I hope there's a bunch of machines that you don't know what to do with. You need to figure it out.
Honestly, that might be my new workout motivation.
What?
I just gotta be ready to challenge the unknown. Challenge the unknown.
Chameleon Boy. Brett Young says, thank you for pointing out the weird vest Chameleon Boy wears. It merges with the rest of the outfit in the middle, kind of like how Star Fox's collar merges with his suit. Very odd. We don't know that it's clothes, right?
It's right.
It's probably just his body.
No.
That's horrifying.
He's a shapeshifter. He just makes the clothes.
I forgot that he was tentacles and a robe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's so good.
Chris Pine says, I can totally see why the Hot Squad liked this one, but I would find getting felt up by his antenna so he could change into me a little creepy. I'm not sure that's how it works, Chris. I think that's just a fantasy you have.
As established, we don't follow the rules.
Changeling. Mike W. says, I think they altered Changeling's name back to Beast Boy to de-age him. Really, he should be well into his 20s by now, but they want to keep him and everyone else eternally young, so they keep resetting him to his early teens. Actually, Mike, he's called Beast Boy now and is clearly in his 20s. He's in a relationship with Raven. Things have moved on, and I think he just likes Beast Boy.
So he's no longer better. Desperate.
No, he's no longer desperate, but I wouldn't say this is necessarily a good relationship. Well, she's possessed by a demon. You know how it is. Philby says, my favorite fact about Beast Boy is that when he was in the Doom Patrol, because he said, like, why does he wear a mask in the old costume? Philby is right. Back in those days, he painted his skin purple when he wore his costume, which explains why he thought a mask would keep his identity secret.
Oh my god.
So he was like green, out of costume, purple, in costume.
That's
interesting.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Wow.
A level of dedication that I don't have.
Gene Hendry says, I really don't have any experience with these characters other than Changeling, which is a much better name than Beast Boy, in my humble opinion. Chris Franklin says, Changeling's puppet face never jumped out at me before, but yikes, I can see it now.
Doesn't it haunt you in your dreams?
And despite loving New Teen Titans then and now, I think Beast Boy is the better name myself. Did you guys agree with this?
No.
You like Changeling better?
No, Beast Boy.
Okay. Chemical King. Mike W. says, after hearing the girl's thoughts on Chemical King, I can't wait for the shrinking violet reaction. I think he's bringing her up because of the LGBTQ plus connection.
Okay, yeah.
Mike, it's going to be a long wait.
Yeah.
Violet, Jesus. Shrinking.
Shrinking?
Shrinking.
So S is before V's, but
you can and you will wait.
Well, Mike, you may want to check the Legion of Super Bloggers,
yes,
where she was covered under, because we didn't do the women, we did the men, but we did all the women when they had a relationship with those men. So she is covered under Colossal Boy,
right,
Hot or Not, and Timberwolf, Hot or Not.
Right.
Those are the two places. It's not because she went out with Timberwolf, it's because she went out with Lightning Lass, and Lightning Lass went out with Timberwolf. Oh, Legion, you swingers. And Chris Pine says, I'm upset. This was retroactively made gay because he looks flamboyant, and I'd like to have read a bunch of adventures about a 1950s movie star looking out and proud superhero. Maybe he looks 50s. Incept date for Chemical King is 1968. He's a bit later than that, and I think gayness was a little more in the zeitgeist. So it's retroactive, but I'm not sure it necessarily contradicts continuity. All right, that's the end of that. Obviously, if you want to leave a comment, head over to fireandwaterpodcast.com. We'll read it in our next episode of Who's Hot. And before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list, just as did these sponsors, Gene Hendricks, Monsieur Luc, Eric, Zane Kroll, Mike Dynas, Dr. Ange, and Chris Pine, and our new sponsor.
Yeah.
Someone we know personally.
What?
Say hello to Simon-Pierre Desmarais.
Oh, yay!
Who says he's Quebecois, but he's one of the good ones.
That's my teammate!
Right, Simon-Pierre lives in Newfoundland. He just came down recently with a team of Newfoundlanders. Well, all Quebecers who live in Newfoundland. And Shotgun joined them on an improv team. The tournament was just like a couple weekends ago from where we're looking.
Oh, that's so cool.
Great, Simon-Pierre.
Welcome.
Bonjour.
There are things that will happen. Not in this episode, maybe not in the next, but...
I'm so sorry.
We
unless he pulls a Chris Pine, he's going to hear this in like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So as for the future, we just finished an issue of Uhatmu. We just finished an issue of Who's Who. So next month, we're doing a fashion special.
Ooh.
With drinks. So watch out for that. And then we're back on the horse... A new Ohaku issue, a new Who's Who issue, alternating for the next year.
Maybe you can't do horseback riding right now.
No. Mm-hmm. But maybe by then, once we start the
right.
new issue.
Once the baby's out.
Yeah, maybe not like right when the baby's out. Oh, man. I was at the doctor today, and the head is downwards, like it's we're getting there. And then she was at the bottom of my belly, pointing where the head was, and then at the top of my belly, pointing where the butt is. Like, that's long. She's like, yeah.
Oh, have gosh. You seen your husband?
I was about to say, have you not so, met Mr. Nick?
Thoughts and prayers.
As long as he's not big and that he's just long, I don't know.
It just makes it last longer, but it's not as...
No, I think it hurts either way.
I have a short torso, so just hope he doesn't kick me in the ribs. I don't know.
Right, there's almost no room for a baby in there.
Yeah, no.
All
it's
right.
a miracle.
I don't want him to kick anywhere.
So we'll try to record the... we're recording actually pretty early right now, so we'll try to record early in September for the fashion special, so you're not... You're in stirrups.
In
stirrups.
Yeah. So we're going to show up at the hospital, record.
Well, we've threatened that before.
You're only allowed... I got news today. You're only allowed to be two with me at a time coming to visit. So,
Zoom call.
No, I was going to say, we sneak two at a time,
And no one notices.
No one notices.
No one notices.
No, no one notices us doing a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mike comes
not,
in.
Not this group.
No.
No, this group is stealthy as fuck.
Yes, of course we are.
If our room tones are anything to show,
we are ninjas.
Imagine a room tone in a hospital.
if I'm lucky enough to get a private room.
Mm. Oh, I just got a message. It's from Editing Mike. He says, okay, that's enough.
So, okay, tell the ladies to shut the fuck up.
And say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Bye-bye.
We love you.
Tell my husband to sit down.
Hey, what's going on? Why is he walking around?
He's probably going to the bathroom.
Yeah, he's probably gonna pee.
Oh no, c'est terrible.